This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2068, How to Be Fearless When You Fail.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When a four-year-old asks you, what does failure mean? What do you say? Today, here's some examples of how we are reframing failure and success for more satisfaction in communication and life.
Do you ever have to ask native speakers to repeat just so that you can stay in the conversation and respond? Maybe the first time it's fine, but how do you feel the second, third, fourth time? Embarrassed? Ashamed? If you've studied English your whole life, this shouldn't be happening anymore, but it still is. Let's make this stop. Our new B2 course will get you out of this place because our connection method is fundamentally different from the old methods. Get the special deal at allearsenglish.com/B2. Save up to $100 and get a special bonus mini course before June 7th. Offer ends June 7th. allearsenglish.com/letterB2.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm feeling good, Michelle. How's everything going with you?
Everything's good. Everything's good. I'm happy to be recording with you today. So,
yes.
So I wanted to share something with you. So, you know, my four-year-old son is getting smarter by the minute, and he is starting to ask a lot of, you know, instead of, you know, little, really little kids like ask why, just randomly about everything. But now he's starting to ask me some really deep questions about deep topics. And some of them are easier to answer than others. But one recent one stood out to me as something I wanted to talk about on the show. Do you want to hear what it was?
Yes. Let me know. What did he ask? Okay. And this is a question that I feel like a lot of our listeners, no matter the age, right? No matter the stage of life, they're going to relate to this, right?
For sure. So the question he asked me was, what does fail mean? It was hard for me to answer that question. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to share, what we think about the definition of the word fail. We're going to talk about some quotes about failure and how this relates to our listeners as well and language learning. I'm sure if anyone has a kid in their lives, they know, you know, they ask the definition of words, and some of them are, you know, pretty easy to answer, and some are less easy to answer. And this is an example of one that was tough for me. What do you think?
Yeah, it relates to all of us, right? But it's such a key moment for a kid when they become aware of the concept, right? Because sometimes I wonder, you know, words make us aware that the thing actually exists. And that it's a thing that society talks about. And it's kind of a loss of innocence a little bit, right? Because becoming aware that there is failure and success is, in a sense, a little bit of a loss of innocence, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Now he's starting. He has bad dreams. He asks about guys.
Michelle.
He'll say to me, like, are there any bad guys in this world? And I'm like,
oh my gosh,
how do I answer that question? Like, you know, how do I answer that? And or what else did he ask me? Are there any bad guys in this world? I don't know. He talks about death a little bit, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. Well, we only have time today for the failure issue, but
we're going to go into the failure one. But guys, before we talk about that, make sure that you hit follow wherever you are listening to the All Ears English Podcast so you never miss anything from us.
Yeah, hit that follow button. I mean, I think this is a cool opportunity for any of our listeners to redefine what failure actually means. And for you as a parent, Michelle, to define it in a special way for your son.
To set the stage, right? Like,
yeah.
I, I didn't want to say, oh, it means when you don't succeed, right? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to put a fear of failure in his head. And this relates to everybody. This is not an episode only about kids, right? This is, you know, it just kind of was kind of a deep question to me, because I also want him to have him think that failure is part of the learning process. And it's a good thing because it means you tried, right? But I also don't want to shield him too much either. Like, he should know the basic definition of the word. It's more, I think, the concept that is the more complicated part. What do you think?
Oh my gosh, I have a lot of thoughts on this. I mean, I think a lot of it depends on how the parents act around failure, right? What a kid learns, mm-hmm. right? And I also think there are certain things that parents can do. Like, one thing that sticks with me is, you know, I think her name is Sarah Blakely, the inventor of Spanx. You know Spanx, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Spanx. Okay. What are Spanx, by the way? Just to let our listeners
know. They're like
these,
like, I don't know. They like, they're kind of like leggings or short leggings, right? And they like hold in your tummy. I don't really know.
Right. They're kind of a hot item, or they were. They had a major boom. Women love them. Super popular, interesting product. Like, they sold, I think it became a $1 billion company, I'm pretty sure.
She's been on Shark Tank.
On Shark Tank. Okay, I love that. But once I read somewhere, and I think this is true, I can't be 100% sure, but I assume it's true, is that in her household, every night they would sit around the table and the parents would ask each of them, how did you fail today?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh gosh, I remember that.
Yeah.
She talked about that on Shark Tank.
Oh,
I
she
think.
Did. Okay. So,
maybe it was in some interview, but I heard that too.
So I find that so telling for what she eventually created, which is a product that was a little bit outside of the box, but served a need and became a wildly popular product. It's the way parents talk about failure. Mm-hmm. Right.
So what do you think? Like, why do you think that was so powerful? Like, saying, how did you fail today? If that's what it was, right? Like,
because I think the undertone of most conversations in households for kids growing up is more like, how did you succeed?
Like tell
good
us what things
did
you
correctly,
do?
And, like, and that's staying in the box of thinking. And why would you take any chances if the goal is to succeed?
Right, right. Exactly. So that's what this is about. Like, encouraging kids that, okay, failing is okay. Taking chances is okay. But at the same time, not being like, oh, just go fail all your, you know, like, don't try, you know?
Right, right, right. There's a fine line for sure. And so our listeners, by setting up for yourselves a new spectrum, you know, and that's why we created this idea of connection, not perfection, because that becomes the goal, right? That becomes success. So you could grammatically make a mistake but still succeed if your goal is connection, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So guys, before we get more into this, make sure you listen to episode 2054 was Avoid Running Into English Traps and Glass Doors. So but let's talk about this more. So, you know, I found a couple quotes on failure from Forbes.com. That I thought would be good to highlight, because they really tie into this idea. Yes. Lindsay, could you read the first one?
Yeah, what would be the first one? So here's the first one. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And of course, that was by the guy who invented the light bulb, Thomas Edison, right? And imagine what he did for our society. I mean, an incredible contribution. And that's kind of what it takes, right? To invent something like that. That really is kind of what it takes. To create something so important is failing so many times.
100%. And also another one is Coco Chanel. She said, success is most often achieved by those who don't know that failure is inevitable.
Oh, that's really interesting, because it's kind of cynical and also very optimistic in the same quote, isn't it?
Right. It has like a few different meanings, right? It's like, do you think failure is inevitable?
No, I think it depends on how we're defining it, right? On this show, I know how we define success and failure. Yeah. I think it depends. You create, in a way, we all create our own reality. We create our reality field. And we can go at it out into the world. I mean, yes, you have to pay the bills. Yes, you need shelter. Whatever it is that you need to survive in life. But beyond that, we can define a successful day and an unsuccessful day or project as we want. So I can't really answer that, Michelle.
That's true. So yeah, this is complicated. It really takes a lot of deep thinking about what is failure? What are you okay with? Taking it as a learning opportunity to get to the next step. And I think, because if Thomas Edison, like, you know, had just had his first failure and said, forget it.
There's no way.
In trouble.
I mean, I know, I think I would say failure is probably inevitable at some point in our lives in something. We're all going to fail at some point in something. I mean, I know that in the startup world, especially the venture-backed startup world, they are very proud of their failures. Like, usually they'll introduce themselves to investors by saying, I failed in my first three startups and now I'm ready I'm raising money for my fourth, right? And that's actually considered a good thing that the investors want to invest in someone who has failed before, because they assume that they've actually learned more than people who have never failed, because the person's probably not built anything before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that people have such a fear of failure that it can just make you freeze and not do anything. And so I think the person who has the mindset of, okay, if I fail, I fail and I'm going to learn from it, they're going to be the ones to get something faster than the person who's so scared that they don't do anything.
Oh my gosh, 100%. I think once we start moving and put things in motion, it just becomes so much easier. And yeah, maybe you do fail, quote unquote, but then it's never as bad as we think it's going to be, right? Mm-hmm. We always imagine this nightmare scenario and it never is, right? There's always another way to recover from that.
Yeah, I love that. And guys, we wanted to just take a moment to say thank you to our reviewers, because we feel so lucky have such amazing listeners who review us. Lindsay, would you want to read some of them out?
I would love to. Thank you, Michelle. So thank you to Armon SH from Finland, Juppy TT from Korea. And this particular reviewer said, best podcast for English learning, and gave us 5 stars. We love that,
thank
Michelle.
You.
Yeah, we love it. Also, thank you to Dorna Mosalenejad and Sherry Cha from Taiwan, who also left 5 stars and said, All Ears English podcast is amazing. When you start to listen to it, you'll love it immediately. Michelle, how does that make you feel? All those reviews.
Amazing. We love hearing from you. The more listener interaction, the better. We love to hear from you guys. So we're really appreciative.
Oh my gosh. And one reviewer wanted to know where they could find the text of the episodes. So great question, guys. If you want to see the transcripts from this episode, you can actually get them delivered to you by email by going to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Or if you want to see them in real time, you can try our app at allearsenglish.com/app. All right.
Awesome. Yep. All right, guys. Yes. Please leave us a review.
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Michelle, we are back. So what did you say again? What did you say that you,
I don't remember exactly what I said, but I think I wrote it earlier in the episode. I mean, it was something along the lines of, failure being part of the learning process, but maybe if you don't succeed the first time. But, all of this goes over his head. He's 4, right?
That sounds like a very highbrow answer for a 4-year-old.
But I just didn't want to say to him, it means when you don't do something right. Like, that would have been, because that sticks with him. He remembers things. So what could I say to him? I thought I could say to him, looking back, failure is just another chance to learn. Mm-hmm. Or I could have said failure is what shows you what you can do better next time. So I thought maybe if he brought it up again, I could say those things. What would you say?
Yeah, I think along those lines is good, right? Opportunities for improvement, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's, in my opinion, and this is for adults and any age, it's less about what we say. It's more about how we act around it. Like when you fail, Michelle, right? In your life, in front of your kid, maybe at home, something goes wrong. How do you react in that moment? Yeah. Right. It's more about that, I think. So that's the real challenge for all of us.
It's true, because leading from example and just, you know.
Totally.
So, and then, I mean, this, I brought all of this up because it reminded me so much of our listeners, you know, just like this idea of, you know, freezing up, being afraid to use the language. We talk about this stuff all the time, but I feel like we can never talk about it enough because it's so true. And, you know, it just relates to them, I think, especially with Lindsay, you mentioned it, connection, not perfection. That's what we believe.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So when we change that goal, we redefine success and failure, guys. That's where we get the freedom in our minds to go after connection. And that's going to lead to a happier life. Right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. We're here to be happy in the end. Do you agree? I mean,
I agree.
Yeah. So guys, redefine that for yourself. Connection, not perfection. Is there any takeaway for today's episode? Or is that it? Or is there anything else?
I mean, that's basically it. Take risks, guys. Volunteer. Yes. Make new friends. Try things you hear on the show. See what will happen, you know. And maybe one day I'll do a follow-up on how to answer a little kid's question you don't know how to answer, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners would want to know the answer to that. So what can you say in these situations? But this relates to so much more than little kids, guys. This I think everybody has a feeling about failure, or can remember a moment in their life where they feel, you know, maybe there was some failure there. And what does it mean? And kind of redefining it in a way.
Totally. I mean, I'll give you a practical example. So in a couple of weeks, we're having the podcast conference here in Denver, right? I'm excited that it'll be in Denver for the first time. But I was invited to be on two different panels for some reason. Two different groups, you know, people I've met over the years.
Great.
Companies have invited me to be on their panels. And I could have said no. I could have easily just said, no, I just want to attend like usual.
Yeah.
Maybe
maybe
set up some meetings. I'm just going to be in the audience, but I accepted. And I might say something silly. I might feel a little embarrassed at times, but I'm going to stand up there on that stage and just with the goal of helping people understand podcasting, right?
Yeah, that's great.
That's an example. So I would encourage you guys, our listeners, what is your next moment of stepping onto the stage, quote unquote, right? What is it going to be? And redefining failure, what is this success metric, right? Love it.
Love it. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I'm glad we had this deep talk. Guys, don't fear failure. Yes. And we will see you on the next episode.
All right. Good stuff, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.